we have a little bit of separation anxiety here. But it's good, it's good. I'd like to share with you on the theme of stewardship. We have been talking about different aspects of being stewards of God. Today, we're going to continue on the theme of stewardship. Specifically, we're going to talk about the stewardship of the gospel or the stewardship of testimony. Before we look at this theme, let us pray together. Gracious Lord, we ask that the Lord Jesus alone is our teacher and instructor. Put aside all human wisdoms and limitations and pray that the Holy Spirit would take the things of the Lord Jesus, reveal it to us, and help us to obey them. We pray for this time, not just here, downstairs, but also in the Church of the Lord Jesus worldwide, that it would be fruitful, productive. In the name of Jesus, amen. Maybe some of us know that today is a very special Sunday in the calendar of the church worldwide. Today is the first Sunday in October, and typically the first Sunday in October is known and set apart as World Communion Sunday, World Communion Sunday. Maybe some of us remember that every first Sunday in October, our church would mention something about World Communion Sunday. Because World Communion Sunday is celebrated by all the churches in the world, it is a way of churches coming together to remind ourselves of our common roots, our common belief in the one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a way for church or churches to proclaim that even though we may have many different groups spread all over the globe, but actually there's only one church, one universal church. Excuse me, I forgot. I'm so sorry. All right, those of you who have not yet turned your phones off, please do so. Thank you. Yes, shame on Pastor Charles Kuth. It is a way for, you know, the churches all over the world to come together to uphold the master of the church, the Lord Jesus. Besides having Jesus as our common roots, we also have one very common mission. That is, we all have the responsibility and the honor of speaking on behalf of the Lord Jesus while we are on earth. To put it in another way, Jesus has given the church and every believer, a stewardship of testimony. So we're going to be reading two verses together later on. But first of all, I want to share with you a book about giving. A book about not so much giving of money, but giving of ourselves, giving of the things that God has blessed us with and trusted us to us. It could be time, it could be ability, it could be availability, it could be, you know, just to pray for somebody else. It is a book by Brad Formsma. It's entitled, I Like Giving, I Like to Give. You know, mind you, it's not so much about giving of our money. And then in this book, you know, Brad collected a lot of stories, you know, and every story has a title. And in one of his stories, you know, it is about a 90-year-old senior named Evelyn. The title of that particular story is, I Like Being 98 years old. Basically, Evelyn, who was a good friend of Brad, the author, she was an elderly widow with a very clean driving record. Now, Evelyn had her driver's license revoked for no reason other than she's 98, a little bit too old to drive, according to the DMV. But she's a feisty lady, and she's mentally sharp. So she make an appeal and go to the DMV and ask to have her revoked driver license back. Why? Because she has made a promise to one of her elderly friends that, you know, whenever this other person needs to go to see the doctor for appointments, you know, Evelyn would make sure that, you know, she would drive her. So determined to keep her word, Evelyn went to the DMV and reapplied. Now, as you can imagine, she needs to pass all kinds of tests, and she did. So finally, she was reissued a driving license. Evelyn was an example of a steward, a giver, It is not so much about giving her money, but it is giving her time, giving her love, giving her care and her help to someone who could use it, even though she's at the age of 98 years old. Stewardship is not so much about money. Stewardship is about being faithful and responsible for the things that we have received from God, about using them to honor God, because God would call us to account for how we have used the resources that's given to us. We are stewards entrusted with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And two passages in the Bible tells us this. 1 Corinthians, let us read together, verse 1. This then is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mystery God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Here, Paul is very clear, telling every believer that, you know, if you are a believer, if you are someone who has a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, God has blessed you with a relationship, and God wants you to be a good steward handling that relationship. You are stewards of the mysteries or the gospel that God has revealed to you. And then going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted, that's the word again, steward, with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. So here and there, Paul was very clear that, you know, he was a steward of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And in other parts of the Bible, we are reminded that, for instance, Jesus says that we are going to bear witness concerning him. Luke chapter 21, and so you will bear testimony to me. You're going to be my witnesses, Jesus says, in no uncertain term. Paul said, you know, we should never be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord Jesus, you know. So instead of being ashamed, you know, ask God for boldness, ask God for opportunity, and join Paul and many other people in, if necessary, suffering for the gospel of God, by the power of God. And we also want to be reminded that, you know, there is power. There is real power in your testimony and in my testimony. So in Revelation chapter 12, you know, in one of the final battles in the universe, we read that, you know, they that is the believers, overcame him, that is Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You know, here it tells us that, you know, the testimony that you and I have been given to share with other people, there is power in it. And eventually, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our word of faithful testimony of Christ, we're going to overcome. One of the greatest witnessing tools we have available to us is the testimony of a changed life, a transformed person. We can look at many examples in the Bible of people who came to Christ, were saved, and then they walk away with their entire lives changed. The same thing is happening over and over again, here in the church, in the community, and in other parts of the world. You and I have the ability to share the story of a changed life, our encounter with the Lord Jesus. Now, why is your testimony and my testimony that important to God? First of all, we know that, you know, in the New Testament, it says that events, stories, and testimonies in the Bible are examples for us today. You know, things, events, stories, and testimonies in the Old Testament are examples, you know, they serve to encourage the people in the New Testament. So therefore, our testimonies of Christ can be exactly the same thing for others who are going to read it or hear it in the future. Your story and my stories are actually the stories of how God actually touches personally, how God help us become children of his kingdom, how God came after us, how God rescued us, and how God brought us into the kingdom of light. That is our testimony, and that is our stewardship. So therefore, each and every one of us have a Jesus story to share. Your Jesus story and my Jesus story may be somewhat different, but we have the same description. That is the Lord Jesus. We give honor and glory to God, and God is pleased with that. Why is it? Why do we say that, you know, when we testify about the Lord Jesus, God is pleased? Because God knows that we are actually obeying the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. Therefore, go and make disciples of nations, you know. Therefore, wherever you may be, you know, share with them your testimonies of the Lord Jesus, how God loved you and how you discovered God and how you ended up in a right relationship with the Lord. We are also glorifying God because we are doing exactly what the early disciples were doing in Acts chapter 1. Remember, Jesus reminded the early disciples that, you know, before you do anything, you know, stay in Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem first. Wait for my instructions. And I'm going to tell you that you are going to be my witnesses. You are going to testify about me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The disciples were doing that. The early church was doing that. And you and I get to share in the same task, same privilege. And by sharing our testimony with other people, we are also at the same time highlighting, drawing emphasis to the character of God. We're telling people, you know, that the God we believe in is a God of mercy. We're talking to people about God's saving grace, about the power of the cross over sins, about forgiveness, and all those kind of things that glorify God. In sharing our testimony, we are also glorifying or honoring God because we are acknowledging what God has done in our lives and what he continues to do. Brothers and sisters, very earnestly, you know, if you're not sure what to share about the Lord Jesus, we want to encourage you today or this coming week, take a bit of time and start writing, start composing your own testimony. Write it down in a way that is natural to you so you can, you know, rewrite it and then eventually come up with your own testimony about what God has done in your life. It is a very practical and a very wonderful way to be ready to give an account for the hope that is in you. So how do we do that if we want to? Now, in the bulletin, you will find an insert, sermon outline. And we want to go over the sermon outline in the bulletin. If you're not quite sure about how to prepare a short testimony, say 2 minutes or 3 minutes, you can add on later on if you have time. We would like to encourage you to go over some of the details. You know, some of the details are very helpful, but you may also have other, you know, details that would, you know, prove helpful too. There are actually three parts. Part one is, you know, when you write or when you share your testimony, begin with your life before Christ. You know, what am I like before I became a Christian? What was my life like that would relate especially to the non-believers, you know? Where did my security and my happiness come from? And how did I become aware that I am a sinner in need of God's grace? We want to share with other people what our lives were like before we came to know the Lord Jesus. But there is no need for us to dwell on past incidents or past sins. Only share the details that are relevant. You know, tell people what you were like, a little bit of what your life was like before you knew the Lord Jesus. And then part two, how you came to know the Lord Jesus. When was the first time you heard the gospel? Do you remember your initial responses, your reactions? When did your attitudes about Jesus begin to change? Why? What were the final struggles, if any, that you were experiencing before finally accepting Jesus? And why did you go ahead and accept the Lord Jesus? You also may want to share a little bit about your understanding of salvation, of sins, of God's grace, God's forgiveness. Here, details are important. One or two specific examples of what God did in your life and how you open your lives in obedience to him. So my life before Christ, how I came to know Christ, and then after that, also very important part, my life after Christ. You may want to share some examples about the changes that Jesus has introduced into your lives. How has your worldview changed? Before, I was looking at this certain person or this certain experience from this angle, but now I know that, you know, God has changed my attitude. You may want to share something about the power of God in your life. You may also want to share something about your current walk with the Lord. We don't want people to go away with the impression that I knew the Lord Jesus 15 years ago, and then we stop there. We knew the Lord Jesus 15 years ago, and we still continue in a growing relationship with the Lord Jesus today. We want to let people know that Jesus was real 15 years ago, and he's still real, powerful, and personal today. Perhaps we want to tell them some of the attitudes, some of the perspective, some of the behaviors that have taken place as a result of knowing the Lord Jesus. So if you're not quite sure about how to share your testimony, what to tell people about the Lord Jesus, you can start with these three basic sections: my life before Christ, how I came to know Christ, and also my life after Christ. There are also a few hints here, you know. First of all, very important, before you begin, pray. Why are we praying? We ask God to guide our words. We ask God to make the testimony ours. We want to be truthful. We do not want to be overly negative or positive. We want to be honest about what happened. We do not want to sensationalize events. Very importantly too, this is a message of love. Do not criticize anyone. Try not to name, person or organization in a negative way. And avoid church words. A lot of people have no idea what fellowship means, or what the term conversion means, or born again means. So find another way to express these terms. Conversion, we can tell them that is turning around and turning towards God. Grace, we can tell them that it is the goodness of God that we do not deserve, but God gives it to us anyway. So find words that they can understand. Stay focused, because you want this testimony to be about the Lord Jesus, not about you. And practice it over and over again until you are comfortable with it. Try to limit yourself to 2 or 3 minutes. Add more if you have time. If you look at the example of Paul in Acts chapter 22, you find that, you know, Paul's testimony before the king actually can be divided into these three main parts: his life before the Lord Jesus Christ, how he came to know the Lord, and what happened after he came to know the Lord Jesus. God is asking our church to be concerned with world missions and evangelization. We praise God because we know that there are brothers and sisters who have been sharing the gospel with other people in this church. We thank God for that stewardship of testimony. But we also know that for some of us, we may need a little bit of help to come up with our own way of sharing the gospel. And we are hoping that this little insert would help. God wants us to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus. You and I have a Jesus story. And one day, God is going to ask you, he's going to ask me, what did you do with your Jesus story? What did you do with it? Today is World Communion Sunday. Before we come before the table of the Lord's, remembering his death, I asked you to go over one exercise with me. Communion is a very personal and intimate time about our encounter with the Lord Jesus. During communion, we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. We remember his promise to come back again. But we are asking ourselves today, in our moments of silent prayer, to recall the time when we became a believer. It could be just a few months ago. It could be many years ago. But ask the Holy Spirit to help you remember how you became a believer. And maybe you were already a believer at a very young age. But nevertheless, ask the Holy Spirit to help us remember that and to praise God for the salvation, for the new life he has given to us. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be thankful for what Jesus has done on the cross. And at the same time, ask the Holy Spirit to remind us of the importance and the joy of sharing the story of Jesus with other people. We know that God would give us opportunity. And when God opens the next door for you to share the gospel, would you be ready? Would you know what to say? Is there someone around in your corner or office place who needs to hear the gospel story of the Lord Jesus? Maybe that's the person you could be praying for too. So at this moment, we all come before the Lord and we bow before the cross and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be thankful because he has saved us, because he has entrusted us with the story of Christ, and because he wants to use us to share that story with other people. And if the Holy Spirit also has put someone or someone in your mind, pray for that person or those people as well. So I'm going to ask Celia to play as we pray in silence. Remember, give thanks to God for the new life that is in the Lord Jesus. Number two, ask God to help us to be faithful stewards of the gospel. Number three, pray for someone who needs the Lord Jesus in his or her life. Let us pray.